If you stroll in the woods here in the UK this time of year, and you're lucky, you could stumble upon a field of beautiful blue and purple autumn crocuses. They're not only pretty, for around 1,500 years they've been used to treat pain. The active ingredient extracted from this plant is called colchicine. And now scientists at Bradford University believe they've figured out how to use it to treat many types of cancer.
My name's Lawrence Patterson. I'm director of the Institute of Cancer Therapeutics and professor of drug discovery here at the University of Bradford.
Patterson and his colleagues haven't exactly been busy picking autumn crocuses, but they used the basic molecular structure of colchicine to build their own molecule. In lab tests on human tumours implanted in mice, it's proven efficient against a range of cancerous tumours.
We've looked at prostate, colon, bladder, and lung and sarcomas.
And the results?
We're showing that the tumours are regressing, but in some animals, I should say, we are actually getting complete regression of the tumours such that the animal appears cured.
Other cancer treatments, like chemotherapy and radiation therapy, can also help control and reduce the growth of tumours, of course. What's special with this treatment is it does not seem to harm anything apart from the cancer cells themselves, earning it the nickname a smart bomb cancer treatment.
That is the problem with the conventional chemotherapy, that the patient's tumour is affected, but at the risk and effects of the drug on the normal tissues, the hair, the gut, the immune system. But what we've managed to do is remove any real chance of normal tissue toxicity. We've done that by adjusting the structure of colchicine so that it's inactive until it reaches the tumour.
Dr. Patterson's team created a synthetic colchicine molecule which has been modified to lose its usual property, which is to kill all cell growth, so it can pass safely through the body until it reaches a cancer cell. Cancer cells carry an enzyme which will re-trigger the colchicine's usual cell-killing skills, so when the two meet, the colchicine gets busy killing the cancer cells. It will also kill off any new blood supply to the tumour, basically cutting off the cancer's supply line. So, is this a cancer treatment smart bomb? Dr. Kat Arney is from the cancer research and awareness charity Cancer Research UK. She says she's hopeful, but there's one big question that remains.
We don't know how well it will work when you scale it up to a whole person, or even scale it up away from these quite artificial animal models that the researchers have used.
Whenever a potential new cancer treatment emerges, it raises the hopes of millions of cancer patients and their friends and families. What they most want to know, of course, is when this will be available. The modified colchicine treatment could be used in humans in just a few years from now, says Dr. Kevin Adams, the innovations manager at Bradford University.
Well, really, our ultimate aim is to get this drug into clinical trial. We would have to do some additional laboratory tests in animals to show that the drug is safe before we can administer it to humans. If all goes really well, 18 months, we could be starting that clinical trials process. 2 years is probably more realistic.
If human trials go well and the drug is approved for general release, Lawrence Patterson expects it would be used alongside existing cancer treatments. Not a cure, he says, but a step in the right direction.
We don't anticipate we're going to cure patients of cancer. What we will help do is manage patients' cancers, hopefully improve quality of life, hopefully improve survival benefit. And of course the drug will be used in combination with existing therapies, as is the normal case for new treatments.
And just a final word of warning, don't go out trying to eat autumn crocuses. The colchicine in them is highly poisonous, and the effect is similar to that of arsenic. Lars Bevanger, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bradford.